With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. National Guard troops are patrolling the streets of New Orleans as of today. It's the latest heavy security presence authorized by the president. Colin Arnold directs the New Orleans Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness.
It appears that we're going to have close to 800 law enforcement downtown in the French Quarter, and I think that that's going to be outstanding. You're going to see an incredible visual presence in the French Quarter and throughout downtown over the rest of this week.
Last year, 14 people were killed on Bourbon Street during New Year's celebrations. The United States has imposed sanctions on 10 people and firms from Iran and Venezuela over allegedly contributing to Iran's drone trade and ballistics program. The Trump administration says they pose a threat to the U.S. and its allies in the Middle East. President Trump says U.S. forces hit a facility in South America connected to drug trafficking.
There was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs. They load the boats up with drugs, so we hit all the boats, and now we hit the area. It's the implementation area. That's where they implement, and that is no longer around.
Is that the only strike that the U.S. has done in South America?
I don't want to comment.
It's slow going in parts of the upper Midwest where a major winter storm dumped snow amid heavy winds. This traveler in Minneapolis says it took her 4 hours to get to the airport over snow-covered roads.
I would say just, you know, give yourself plenty of extra time, and that way, even if things go smoothly, you don't have to be stressed out, and you're ready in case things don't go so smooth.
Michigan was particularly hard hit with power outages. Forecasters say the storm system continues to move eastward. Stocks are trading lower at this hour. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on how some churchgoers will usher in the new year.
It's not such an unusual idea. A growing number of congregations in this country are holding services, concerts, and other events as a means of ringing in the new year. One motivation is to corporately bless the coming year. Another is to steer younger people away from New Year's Eve events that might focus more on alcohol. Many black churches have a long history of worshiping on the last day of the year, going all the way back to emancipation in 1862. Michael Harrington reporting.
Hundreds of worshipers gathered at Christmas to remember 25 people killed at a church in Syria during a June Muslim terror attack. Members of the Mar-a-Lias lit an image of a Christmas tree made of neon lights, and they hung pictures of those killed in the attack. They include three men hailed as heroes for tackling the bomber, potentially averting a much higher death toll. This is SRN News. People probably don't know how much sugar they're eating.
Up to 57 pounds per year, according to the American Heart Association. And the culprit isn't just glazed pastries and soda. Many products marketed as healthy can have a tablespoon of added sugars per serving. Nicole Levina, a neuroscience and psychiatry professor at Mount Sinai Medical School, says to be wary of marketing terms that aren't regulated, like made with real fruit, all natural, and superfood. Healthy grocery buzzwords like those often cover up an unhealthy amount of sugar. Along with saturated fat and salt, eating excess sugar is linked to heart disease, obesity, diabetes, and other health risks. Keith Peters, Washington.
Health officials in South Carolina are tracking a measles outbreak in the state. At least 156 cases have been reported. Most cases reported in children ages 5 to 17. Measles is highly contagious. More details at srnnews.com.